Good day, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be commemorating the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the great feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. In order to appreciate the story of St. Mark, we have to go back to Peter. We know that after the ascension of Jesus, King Herod Agrippa I, around the year 44 AD, takes St. James the Great and executes him in the streets of Jerusalem. After this execution, a vast persecution of the apostles as a whole begins to happen. Along the hit list of King Herod, as well as the Roman Empire, of course, is Saint Peter, our first pope. Peter flees from the Middle East and begins heading west. And along his journey to the city of Rome, he meets a young man of Jewish origin with whom he is deeply impressed. This young man becomes Saint Peter's scriptor and biographer. This was a very common task in the ancient world among those who had acquired offices of prestige or influence. For example, the Roman emperor had a scriptor, had someone who would write down the different events of his life or the different proclamations that he would give throughout the empire. The apostles, of course, had the same thing. They were very influential in the ancient church, so they had people who would travel with them and would write down different things. We know that St. Paul had Timothy and Barnabas. So St. Peter had Mark. Mark's gospel becomes the fruit of Peter's preaching. St. Mark himself was not an apostle or disciple of Jesus. He had never met Jesus personally. Everything that he writes in his gospel is a testament of Peter. And so you could say, in some ways, the gospel of St. Mark is also the gospel of St. Peter. It's the preaching of Peter that was heard by St. Mark. This is why the gospel of Mark is so short and almost curt. It very much encapsulates the personality of Peter. He was a rough fisherman. This is what he would do. He would just go out and preach the bare minimum, if you will, of the faith, without elaboration, without any sort of mystical contemplation. He would just say what needed to be said. Jesus died for your sins. He is the Savior of the world. Convert to Christianity. Come to the Catholic Church. So the Gospel of Mark very much has that kind of tone about it. But also we know that Mark would have written down the letters of St. Peter, which are present in sacred scripture as well. We hear about Mark being with St. Peter in the first letter of Peter, chapter 5. Towards the end of the letter, we hear the following. "To the chosen one at Babylon sends you greetings, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ." He calls Mark his son. He calls Mark the one who is his companion, almost like a beloved child. And this, in the end, of course, becomes the name of the Pope. We understand him as Papa, as Father. So obviously this kind of relationship existed between Mark and Peter. Eventually, Peter is captured and is executed in the city of Rome. We know that Paul is executed around the same time. St. Peter is executed near Vatican Hill, where the Vatican, St. Peter's Basilica, is currently built. Mark, after the execution of Peter, goes to Alexandria, one of the most metropolitan and influential cities in the ancient world. St. Mark goes there to preach the gospel, to convert Jews and pagans to the Catholic faith. He does this to wide success, so much so that it eventually catches the eye of the authorities, and he is martyred by being dragged through the streets of Alexandria, but not before his blood has become a testament of faith for the thousands of people who practice the faith, even until this day. There are several things that St. Mark has to teach us, and indeed any martyr or evangelist. Firstly, when Mother Church commemorates the evangelist, she does not do so only in a spirit of gratitude for the four gospels which they wrote. Mother Church also remembers them as models and sources of inspiration. She remembers them and holds them up as icons, as examples of what every single Christian is supposed to become. As we hear in the great proclamation of Matthew 28, "Go out to all the world and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." All of us are called to proclaim the gospel of Christ Jesus the Lord, the good news of the salvation that he has come to bring us in his great mercy. Secondly, specifically evangelists who are martyrs, teach us what we must be willing to do for the sake of the gospel. St. Mark was not a man who followed Christ in theory, but followed him in practice, even to the point of shedding his blood. Do we have the same kind of courage alive within our souls, or is our faith simply abstract? Is our faith something that is passing? As Catholics, we are a church that is birthed from blood. As the great church father Tertullian tells us, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. We are a church baptized in the blood of men, women, and children who have sacrificed their lives for the sake of Christ and his holy gospel. Are we willing to do the same? Are we willing to shed the blood of our soul and our body so that the good news of Christ can be heard? That is the ultimate lesson to be learned from St. Mark the Evangelist, and indeed from all of the great evangelists and martyrs throughout history, that we are called to number among them, that each of us, through gazing upon the lives of the saints, should be reminded of the sainthood to which each of us is called. So as we commemorate this great feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, let us ask the Lord through his intercession to inspire within our own hearts a deep fire for the gospel, a deep love to spread the truth of Christ to all the ends of the earth, and a willingness to defend that truth, even if that means the shedding of our blood.